as Hananya Lipa's hopes were just about sunk, Annie sat there crying on an old tree trunk. He suddenly heard a creaky noise and racket. He wiped his tears with the sleeve of his jacket. Suddenly, he saw that coming in his direction was an old man with a gigantic yarmulke collection. Thousands and thousands of yarmulkes piled in a wagon so old and decrepit that he could hardly push it. He could barely schlep it. And above the old wagon was a bright red yarmulke-shaped umbrella. And the old man said, "What's wrong, young fella?"
"Well, who are you? And what are all these yarmulke caps? And this wagon? It looks like it's going to collapse."
"Why, I'm Yanko the Yarmulke Man, and I hope I'm not bragging, but I sell the most beautiful yarmulkes from the inside of this old wagon."
"I've got a yum, 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 yarmulke. Put your head in it. It's a perfect fit. Always wear that yum, 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 yarmulke. Please don't use it as a catcher's mitt. Whether your head is round and shiny or your hair is like steel wool, I've got one that fits you like a glove. Oh, if you wear it every place you go, at home or play or school, it shows that you believe Hashem's above. Colorful. Yum, 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 yarmulke. Purple, red, or green, or tangerine. So wear that yum, 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 yarmulke. Wear it on your bean, so it can be seen. Oh, some are flat as latkes, some are bigger than a pot. They some point like a tower in the air. Oh, some are very slippery, and they won't stay in one spot. And some are stuck with Velcro in your hair. Put on that yum, 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 yarmulke before you wear your suit or your sock or boot. That round shape, yum, 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 yarmulke, like a half-baked fruit or a parachute. Whether your head is round and shiny or your hair is like steel wool, I got one that fits you like a glove. Oh, if you wear it every place you go, at home or play or school, it shows that you believe Hashem's above.
Hey, even after my song, you still look so sad. Are things really that bad?"
"Yes, and they just keep getting worse. I'm the dumbest kid in the universe. I've always been way down at the bottom. When they gave out brains, I never got them."
"Say, I think I've got something for you right here in my cart that will put a little pride in your heart. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Should be right over here. It should be right over here. I'll find it in a snap. Oh, that was my mousetrap. Oh, here it is. Yes, yes, yes. Have a fear. It should be right over here. Ah, here it is. My magical yarmulke, my special keeper, which I present to you, Hananya Yom Tov Lipa. On each side is a colorful scene from the Torah, like Hasinai, the Luchais, and a lit-up menorah."
"You're giving me a magical yarmulke for a present?"
"When you wear it, your life will become much more pleasant. You'll start to feel smart. You'll feel courageous. You'll start doing things that are outrageous. You'll start to see that you can be the best. And then Hashem will do the rest."
Lipa slowly put the yarmulke on his head above.
"Well, thank you, Yanko. It fits like a glove. When I wear it, it feels a little bit strange, but I really can't say that I feel any change.
You have to wait and give it a chance. But when it starts working, hold on to your pants. Well, I gotta be going now, so have a nice day.
And with that, Yanko was on his way.
I got the yum 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 yum. It's a perfect fit. It catches me. See you later. Goodbye.